The Braves and Marlins wrapping up their seasons. Atlanta looking to snap a six-game skid. Giancarlo Stanton batting in the leadoff spot for this one, trying to get to 60 home runs. He comes in with 59. Pick up the action in the third. No score. Kurt Suzuki at the plate facing Jose Ureña.
Well hit. Back toward the wall. Kurt Suzuki has hit one out off the State Farm wall. Beyond the outfield fence in left center, Suzuki with his 19th of the season. RBIs 49 and 50. And the Braves grab a 2-0 lead here in the third. Adams in motion, line drive, base hit, center field. The Braves have the lead back. And in from third, Markakis on his way to third, Adams. Dansby Swanson with his second straight hit. Knocks in his 51st of the year. The Braves back on top 5-4. Juan Garcia is driven to center field and deep. Back goes Yelich toward the home run sculpture. And Adonis Garcia has hit a pinch hit, three-run homer. Braves break it open. 8-4 Atlanta in the seventh.
This guy at all comes after Stanton. Swing and a miss. In on the hand. Struck him out. And Giancarlo is 2 out of 5 on the night. And listen to this crowd as Giancarlo leaves the field. A big hand for Giancarlo and a lot of handshakes down in the dugout. And fans in a lot of areas of this ballpark chanting MVP. He steps to the top step, gives everybody a wave. And his dad among those standing and clapping.
The Braves snap a six-game skid, defeating the Marlins 8-5. Atlanta finishes with a 72-90 mark, while the Marlins go 77-85. Nick Markakis, 3 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Dan Winkler with his first career win. Giancarlo Stanton, 2 hits and an RBI, but he finishes the season with 59 home runs. The Marlins finish off their season falling short of the Braves. Manager Don Mattingly and catcher A.J. Ellis spoke together after the game.
Obviously, a lot of good things happened. We talked about it a lot, probably the first game of the of the series. You look at our club, we had 2 guys that you really should be in consideration for the MVP. AJ talks about D, the kind of year he's had. Didn't really say much about Realmuto. His year was a solid year. Yelly, so you're seeing all these good offensive years, and we still are not where we need to be. So we see a lot of individual accomplishment. I think a little disappointing for us, for the guys and for myself, that we've kind of gotten close, and it's not like last game of the season, game on the line, season on the line close, but we've been in contention and not really been able to break through that.
Fortunately, I got a lot of good options, and there's a lot of good places to go. The amount of respect I have for Donnie and all the managers that I've played for, it actually grew today to seeing what goes on through your brain when you're sitting there and you're juggling scenarios and you're juggling options. Give the Braves credit; they put some big swings on those home runs. The ones with 2-run, 3-run home runs; those are the ones that kill you. So, hats off to them for a big win for them finishing their season. And some guys had some good days for us too.
Giancarlo Stanton comes up 1 homer shy of 60. He talked to the media after the game.
It was tough not to think about, but at the same time, I'm not going to – if I hit 60, then you guys will be sitting here saying, why didn't I hit 61, why didn't I hit 62? So I'm fine with the way my season went. Well, there we go. There we go.
I got. What was that like, this whole 3 days trying to get there, especially today with a pretty big crowd they were into and chanting MVP?
It was fun with the crowd. The crowd didn't influence my personal feeling of it. I was thinking about it a lot, but I had okay at bats. I swung at pitches that I shouldn't have and kind of out of the ordinary, but it's all right.
What was that last at-bat like? I mean, especially the immediate response, your reaction, third call.
That was great. Sums up my year and, the appreciation of me for the fans, the fans for me, and, it's just close. Close the book on 2017. With my teammates, yeah. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to be next to you next year. So those thoughts for sure went by. Yeah, we acknowledge that. We understand that we could all be here next year, or we might not. And just to let each other know how fun it's been and important that we've pushed each other, and that we're going to continue to do it. I'm going to see what they got, see what the plan is, and, you know, we'll brainstorm from there.
Also an RBI crown for you as well. Think to lead the majors in those two categories and what those categories mean.
That's huge. That's really, really cool. Something special for me that, you know, I was able to go out there and compete all season and you know, let my numbers show for it.
Christian Yelich, two hits and a run scored in the season finale. He spoke after.
You know, we've been through a lot as a group. All grew up pretty much in the big leagues together. I've known Ozuna since we were 18 years old in the GCL, you know, rookie ball. So, you know, we just wanted to tell each other, you know, how much we enjoyed playing with each other. Congratulated them both on great seasons, and you know it was a pleasure playing together. If that was the last time, you never know. But you know, hopefully we're all back. But you know, you never know.
I don't know if you just answered about G and Ozo. There's just some really remarkable things this year.
I talked to him about that throughout the day. You know, congratulated him on unbelievable seasons, and it was just awesome to be part of it. And be able to witness it every day and be alongside those guys.
You're locked in playing like 59 homers or two guys with 120 plus RBIs. I mean, just you kind of aware of just how unique and different that all was?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I play the game too, so I know how hard it is to do that. And both those guys had unbelievable years, and they were big for us. And it was great being able to watch it every day and be sandwiched in between them in the lineup for most of the year. And, you know, I think Mike, he'll get 60 one day. You know, it didn't happen for him today, but that's still an unbelievable year, and both the future's bright for both those guys.
And just watching that today with, you know, the crowd being into it and just watching him, you know, obviously trying to hit a home run and get to 60, what was that like today?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to hit a homer, so I don't think any of the guys on the other team wanted to be the guy that gave it up, so yeah, it's tough. It didn't happen for him, but it was cool to see the crowd and the team pulling for him.
And the curtain call. That was
it was nice. You know, people showed how much they appreciated his season and what he did this year in a Marlins uniform. And it was a cool moment. I'm glad they gave him some time to do that and he was able to be recognized.
Yeah, there's always going to be change every offseason. It's professional baseball. With the core that you guys have had, where you've worked so far, all this talk about, you know, cutting payroll and cutting guys, how uneasy is that going into this offseason for you?
It's part of the game, man. That's what we all signed up for, you know, being Major League Baseball players. It's out of all of our hands. We can't control any of that. So if it happens, it happens. You know, I think that's why you saw a lot of guys telling each other that they enjoyed playing with each other. And if it was the last time, hopefully not. But, you know, we'll see.
Is it uneasy, all the uncertainty?
No, you get used to it. Just being in this business, in this game, it's a new team every year, regardless of what happens. You know, it's never the same 25 guys in the clubhouse the next year. So it's the end of the season, and you know, regroup in the off season, get together in spring training, and see where we stand.
The kind of seasons that a lot of these guys had in here, you know, a lot of guys had great seasons. Is it tougher because of that, ending up in this spot?
No, I mean, like you said, those guys had great years, almost historic years. And that's the thing about baseball is you never know when you come to spring training in February every year, you never know what you're going to see throughout the season. And It was great to be able to witness it and be a part of it. And I really enjoy playing with all these guys.
D. Gordon finishes the season with 60 steals and 201 hits. He spoke after the game.
I mean, like you said, we didn't have the season we wanted, but it was good. Some guys made some strides as professionals and as big leaguers. So, you know, that's all you can hope for and take into the winter. You know, guys going into the winter with some just confidence in their abilities as a major leaguer, and you know, that's pretty scary for us.
I'm sure every clubhouse, you know, has their bonds and whatnot, but you guys have a pretty strong bond amongst yourselves. Yeah. How difficult is it to the uncertainty, you know, with the new ownership? What might be ahead?
I mean, it's difficult, but you know, we handled losing a few of our guys already this year, you know, through trade. So, you know, it's just kind of part of it. We'll see how it goes.
Marcell Ozuna belts his 37th homer of the season in the loss.
You know, I'm excited they got first. They give me the ability to play this game. And second one, I want to say thanks to my family. They support me all the time and carry me up and give me the strength to come in every day to battle for our goals. And I must say thanks to my training off season, the idea with Robinson Cano, Luis Mercedes, and a bunch of guys play in the big league. And I say thanks to the team. They let me be part of them and trying to help as much we can, but we fast, but at the same time, I say thanks to them.
How emotional the last couple of innings in the outfield would be with Yelly and Stanton, you guys?
That was emotional, you know, because we did that because we don't know what happened this year, and we did that because we say thanks God and thanks for lay our place together. And it's gonna be the last time to play together, but at the same time, we always gonna see each other.
You finished third in RBIs, you know, and Stanton first, for the two of you to be right there at the top.
I feel happy for him, and feel happy for Stan they do that. No, he earned it. He working harder last year for being part of them.
That last at bat, the emotions for Stanton, the new homer, yeah, just you know, all the emotions of that ninth inning.
Yeah, that's emotional, you know. I say thanks to Stan because he was having a heck of a year, and everybody waiting for a number six. He was having a good year.
What do you think will happen for you this offseason?
What I think is gonna happen? I don't know. We don't know yet. We have to wait for the new owner and wait for the new staff.
What did you show yourself? What are you most proud of this year?
I'm more proud to be consistent in the second half and show him and play hard. That's for me this year. Thanks.
Appreciate it, boys.
Yeah, I think that was great. You know, I just myself available to be part of them and make a good charity.
The Marlins finished their season with a 77-85 mark.